Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Lead from the Outside: How to Build Your Future and Make Real Change is a Hybrid of Memoir, Self-Help, and Leadership Guide by Stacey Abrams. Written from the perspective of someone who has worked inside politics, business, and advocacy, while also confronting barriers tied to race and gender. The book examines how outsiders can claim authority without waiting for permission from traditional power structures. Its purpose is not only inspirational but practical. It offers frameworks, exercises, and reflections aimed at helping readers identify ambition, define their goals, and convert intention into action. Abrams presents leadership as a skill set shaped by clarity, persistence, and strategic self-awareness rather than by conventional status alone. The book is especially focused on people who have been historically excluded from leadership conversations, but its lessons extend to anyone trying to build influence while working from the margins. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Abrams reframes leadership for people outside traditional power networks. One of the book's central ideas is that leadership does not begin with formal authority, a light access, or cultural fit. Abrams defines the outsider experience broadly, focusing on people who have been excluded by race, gender, class, or other structural barriers. This matters because the book does not treat marginalization as a deficit that must be hidden. Instead, it treats outsider status as a condition that requires different tactics and a more deliberate relationship to power. Abrams argues that people outside dominant systems often need to build credibility, opportunity, and resilience at the same time, which makes leadership harder but not impossible. The result is a model of leadership that is less about fitting in and more about learning how institutions work, where influence is located, and how to move toward it strategically. This reframing distinguishes the book from generic leadership manuals because its advice is shaped by unequal access rather than by abstract ambition alone. Secondly, the ambition exercise turns vague wanting into structured self-knowledge. A distinctive feature of the book is Abrams's emphasis on naming ambition directly. Rather than assuming readers already know what they want, she uses practical exercises, including the ambition spreadsheet and the five things exercise, to push them towards specificity. The point is not simply goal setting, it is self-recognition. Abrams shows that people who have spent years adapting to other people's expectations may never have practiced wanting things for themselves in a sustained way. By writing out long-range goals and tracing why those goals matter, readers begin to separate inherited expectations from authentic desire. The method is useful because it links aspiration to reflection. What matters is not only the objective, but the reason behind it and the life it serves. This structure also discourages rigid thinking. If goals are organized around why rather than a fixed what, they can evolve as circumstances change. The book therefore treats ambition as a disciplined habit of self-definition, not as a burst of confidence. Thirdly, failure is presented as evidence of learning, not proof of inadequacy. Abrams gives considerable attention to fear, hesitation, and failure because she sees them as unavoidable parts of serious leadership. She does not romanticize failure, but she resists the idea that a mistake permanently disqualifies a person from influence or progress. That perspective is especially important in contexts where marginalized people are often judged more harshly and given fewer chances to recover. The book argues that failure becomes destructive only when it is treated as final instead of instructive. Abrams repeatedly connects action with correction, try, evaluate, adjust, and continue. This makes the book practical rather than merely encouraging, because it offers a way to work through uncertainty without waiting for perfect conditions. It also explains why her account feels grounded in lived experience rather than idealized advice. The reader sees that self-doubt does not disappear before action begins. It is managed through repetition, reflection, and willingness to revise plans. In that sense, the book treats resilience as a method, not a personality trait. Fourthly, resources and planning are treated as leadership tools. Unlike many books that focus mainly on inspiration, Abrams pays close attention to practical infrastructure, money, planning, and resource management. This is a major part of what makes the book distinctive. She suggests that leadership requires more than vision. It also requires the ability to sustain that vision through concrete decisions about budgeting, opportunity cost, and long-term strategy. For readers who come from communities where resources are limited or unevenly distributed, this emphasis is especially relevant. Abrams does not present money as a taboo topic or a secondary concern. Instead, she shows how financial literacy and realistic planning affect access to education, entrepreneurship, civic participation, and public service. The broader implication is that power is maintained not only by ideas, but by systems of support and endurance. Readers are encouraged to think about how their goals will be funded, maintained, and adapted over time. This pragmatic focus gives the book credibility as a guide for readers who need usable strategies, not just encouragement. Lastly, The book links personal aspiration to collective responsibility and public change. Although the book begins with the individual experience of being an outsider, it consistently moves toward broader civic and social consequences. Abrams' goal is not merely to help readers feel more confident. It is to show how personal ambition can be directed toward community impact. Leadership, in her view, involves service, clarity of purpose, and the willingness to use one's position to expand opportunity for others. That is why the book connects career growth, political participation, entrepreneurship, and activism, rather than treating them as separate worlds. The lesson is that real change requires both personal agency and an awareness of the structures that shape other people's lives. This makes the book relevant to readers who want to contribute beyond their own advancement. It also explains the title "Leading from the Outside" means building influence without waiting for formal inclusion, then using that influence to alter the conditions that keep others outside. The book's strongest contribution is this combination of self-development and public-minded action. In conclusion, Lead from the Outside is best suited for readers who want a leadership book that is both reflective and operational. It will be especially useful for women, people of color, first-generation professionals, entrepreneurs, activists, students, and anyone who has felt that conventional leadership advice assumes axiomatically they do not. Its practical value lies in the exercises, long-range planning tools, and clear emphasis on ambition, fear, money, and failure as manageable parts of growth. Its intellectual value comes from the way it connects individual agency to structural inequality without reducing one to the other. Compared with many books in the self-help or leadership category, it stands out because it does not ask readers to adopt a generic success formula. Instead, it addresses the realities of exclusion and shows how to build strategy from that position. The blend of memoir and guidance also gives the book credibility Abrams writes as someone who has had to test these ideas in public life, not merely describe them from a distance. For readers seeking both motivation and a realistic framework for action, it offers a rare combination of personal honesty and tactical insight. If you would like to support Stacey Abrams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.